We're talking about a really, really important Torah of Ravitcher Meyer, and we're going to try to do so in a way that I think is important. We'll begin, it is Parsh Mishpatim this week, I believe, and we'll try to do so with the Torah of the Baal Shem and Parsh Mishpatim, which Ravitcher Meyer quotes, and it's one that is very, very fascinating, and I believe gets to a core part of at least elements of what he's doing. Let me begin like this. The Gemara Shana and Daf Chaf Aleph tells us, Rav Shmuel Chad Amar, that there was a day out there that Nun Sha'arei Bina Nivru Ba'olam, that there are 50 different levels of understanding that were created in the world, V'kula Nisnu L'Moshe, and everything was given to Moshe, Chaser Echad. But there was one Madrega that was not given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So comments the Gemara. The Baal Shem in Parsh Mishpatim, according to Baal Shem HaTorah, it's in Oschav Gimel and Oschav Dalet, where the Baal Shem writes as follows. Isa b'gemara chamishim sha'ari bina nisnu l'moshe chaser acha. Shemati b'shem Mori, it's told comment of Tosef Yosef, quoting the Baal Shem. Ta'am shenitan rak memtesh sha'ari bina l'moshe v'lo sha'ar chamishim. How come you never reached the 50th? How come a person, Moshe, couldn't reach the highest madrega? Said the Baal Shem, ki sha'ar chamishim u chozer u maschil nun sha'arim l'ma'ala mizeh. That every time a person gets to approach that 50th, so the second you get there, you already begin again, counting again. What does that mean and what's he driving at? So the Baal Shem, in connection to the idea of Yovel, which we'll speak about in a couple of minutes, in the context of Eved Ivri and discussions about that, but says the Baal Shem really as follows, and here's elaborating on it. There is this image and this idea of a person has potential. And there is an uppermost point that a person could reach as far as their relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. And if I do certain things and I follow a certain pathway and I strive in a certain kind of direction, that I could reach and attain and maximize my potential. And that possibility is there. That idea of maximizing my potential, of fully being there, that idea is that the 50th of the Sha'arei Bina. That idea is that 50th level where you've reached and I'm now done. I'm now complete. But nobody really gets there. It's impossible to really get there. And says the Baal Shem, and here's the Torah, the second that a person reaches that stage of 50, that stage which Yovel represents in the cycle of 50, of this elusive, very high Madrega, the second you reach there, what do we end up doing? We start counting again. That the second you believe that you've reached the highest Madrega you can reach, a person comes to a reality where they see this level that I reached is only actually, what I thought was the uppermost level, was actually only the beginning of my next stage and my next transition and the next thing that I can accomplish. That's why, as an example, there's a day in the Gemara that Baal Shem quotes about how you count Yovel. One day in the Gemara is that the way we count Yovel is it's 49 years, 7 Shemitah cycles. Then there's a Yovel. Then we begin again counting year number 1. 49, 50th is Yovel. You keep it at the standard Mahalath that we assume. It's another day in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that, in fact, it could be that Yovel is Ole, Lekan, Ulekan. What that means is the 50th year is at the same point both Yovel and it's year number 1 in the Shemitah cycle. It's the 50th, it's Yovel, and we already begin counting there year 1. So Shemitah is going to be, you know, in Ki'ilu, 7 years from then, but it's a year earlier than the other system. Says the Baal Shem, why is that so? That Yovel is Ole, Lekan, Ulekan. Why is Yovel count in both directions? Because of this idea, that the second you believe you've maximized and reached your ultimate potential, you're actually now ready to begin counting 1 again. Because the potential is limitless. There is no barrier. There's no point where you can't go. It's not the Avdola Olam, that Yovel, the Eved, goes free, that this idea of Yovel isn't just this ultimate perfection. There's no such thing as that. There's no sense of a person saying, I've now maximized my relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. There's always more to be able to go. There's always more. The Baal Shem has a similar Torah, commenting on the Pasuk, of Torah Hashem Tamima. What does it mean, Torah Hashem Tamima? So how is Torah pure? So pure means, it's like if it, you know, snowing, I think Yishalayim, they say today. Snow means that when it's all there and all pure and no one's touched it, so it's, again, it's a beautiful white snow. And the sense someone touches it, it becomes less pure, less pristine. Torah Hashem is pure in the sense that as much as people have learned and plumbed the depths of it, and they've done so much work, no one has touched its real purity. There's a level which no one's ever been able to reach. Torah is indescribably deep upon deep upon deep upon deep. And a person can never really reach that particular point. Shemaya quotes a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samech Daled. We'll quote the Maharal's explanation, which is part of this also, and then we'll frame things, I think, hopefully in a meaningful way. Amar b'levi barchiya hayotim es ha-knesses v'nichnas l'beis ha-medjus v'ozik b'torah zocheh u'mekabel p'nei ha-shchina sh'nemar yelchum michayel chayel. It's a wonderful thing if you go out of shul in the morning and you automatically go into a base medjus, you begin to learn to go michayel el chayel, from strength to strength. Says the Gemara further, Amar b'chiya bar'ashi amar rav, Tamidi hachamim ein lahem menucha, lo ba'olam hazeh v'lo ba'olam haba, sh'nemar yelchu michayel el chayel. Talmidei Chachamim have no menucha in this world because they go, or the next world, because they go mechayil el chayil. What the mefarshim, what does that mean? Talmidei Chachamim have no menucha at all. Said the Maharal, you've never seen a Talmid Chacham rest? He's never had a good nap? Talmid Chacham means there's no menucha bichlal? It's not what it means. Says the Baal Shem, what it means. Says the Maharal, sorry, what it means is something else. Ein ha-peirush chas v'shalom she'ein lahem menucha. Ki bevada yesh lahem menucha. What it means is ki hamaylas talmid chacham ein hashlama lo. A real talmid chacham never feels complete. A real talmid chacham never feels that he can't go one step further. He never feels that he has now mastered it, and there is nothing in the world that he doesn't know. I remember once hearing a shmooze where there's a rebbe who's speaking. Could it be was Zev Cohn from Chicago? Is that possible? He gave a shmooze here once. I think the line was, the only people in this world that have complete clarity in everything about Torah are Amaratzim. And maybe Reuven Yashiv. Maybe. But everybody else, only Amaratzim have complete clarity in Torah. That's for sure okay. Come on. That's for sure okay. Anyone that's opened up and knows more about Torah knows that there's always more that they don't know. A person can have clarity about certain things, for sure. But the more that you learn, the more you know. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a suffix. How am I supposed to know? Rabbi Kiva Eger has a suffix. I don't know the answer to that. And the more you learn, the more you're aware of the layers that are less clear, the layers that aren't known. And because of that, and here's the four, because of that, potential is limitless. Because the second that you hit Yovel, you also begin, for one day in America, counting year number one, is the second that you finally feel like, oh, I can finally read Gemara on my own really well, is the second you realize, but I have to also now understand Tosfos to get it really well. And the second that you understand Tosfos, you're going to understand Tosfos really well, you know what you realize? I also now have to understand how to analyze a Tosfos and compare it to a Rashba. And the second that you feel like you could do that, the more you realize that there's always more and more. Potential is limitless. The goal of this is not to break a person, because there is something called a Yovel year. And there is a madriga that a person reaches. And there are levels that a person can attain. All of that stuff is MS. And all of that is true. But it's also the idea of, and there's always another madriga. There's always another madriga. The Torah that we love to quote from the Kedushas Levi and from Noam Elimelech, it's a Torah which I think is one of the most beautiful ones. And I wish that it was like really deeply internalized. I think it's a struggle that people have. I think especially sometimes in yeshiva, it's a particular struggle. We say in the pasuk, we say it's in our tefillah, Pischuli shari tzedek avavam odeka, open up the gates of righteousness. Zeh hashar l'Hashem tikn yavovo. That is the gate. That is the gate of godliness. Wonders Noam Elimelech. Wonders Kedushas Levi. What's the connection there? Open up the gates of righteousness. Zeh hashar l'Hashem. That is the gate of righteousness. What's the conversation? What's happening? These two pesukim. Says Noam Elimelech. Says Kedushas Levi. It's the same. So a guy stands there sometimes and he feels like, I can't attain. I'm not inside. I haven't fully accomplished. I haven't really done everything I meant to be able to do. I can't do X masterfully. I can't do Y masterfully. I can't learn a sugya entirely on my own. I can't have a davening of pure kavana. I can't have interactions with family that are all good in a certain way. So a person turns up and they say, Pischuli shari tzedek avavam odeka. Open up for me the gates of righteousness. I'm so far away from it. I'm so distant from it. Open up the gates of righteousness. The pasuk is a response to that. Zashar Lashem Tikun Yavovo. The person that believes they haven't yet attained is the one that is at that very moment, the actual gate of Ribbono Shel Olam. The guy that feels like I haven't attained that much, and I'm striving, and I'm not feeling it, you're there. You understand the Torah, this Torah. You get the idea of every time you hit Yovel, it feels like you're beginning again, because it's limitless. But because a person can never reach the ultimate Madrega, built into that is that our potential is limitless also. That our relationship to Ribbono Shel Olam has no ceiling, because it always, there's another room above. There's another place that I could potentially go. There's another makom that in that place I could really reach. There's a maisa, it's a well-known maisa that they say over. I think Shlomo Karlbach used to say it over a lot. It's a very, it's an intriguing maisa. Many of us know that Kutzker's son-in-law was the Avnei Nezer, the author of the Sefer Egle Tal, with the Sakhar Chava Rebbe, one of the absolute giants of Polish Hasidus, one of the real biggest Talmidei Chamim that been there. The Avnei Nezer, his tshuva is influencing, you know, Salvechik, he's an absolute giant. I remember once even in Shir by Rodenzweig that we were learning Shkago Sugyas in the 7th Parak of Masechet Shabbos, and we just spent like, somehow an Avnei Nezer came up, and it was a discussion between the Avnei Nezer and his father, the Agudas Ezov, and it was like 2 days of Shir, just Rodenzweig going back and forth in these Avnei Nezer, Agudas Ezov, tshuvas, being the Aras, being blown away at just the depth of what was going on there. So he's a son-in-law of the Kutzker Rebbe. He's the son of the Agudas Ezov, also one of the great Achronim. He's the father of the Shem Yishmuel, etc. Apparently, at one point in time, when he was married and relatively young, the Avnei Nezer got seriously ill. I don't know if we know the story or not. We know the story? The Avnei Nezer gets seriously ill. And the Kutzker is sort of sitting there, and the Agudas Ezov, the father, goes to his mechutin. I mean, finally, he says, "Can you please daven for your son-in-law? Daven for my son. He's like he could be the gadol ador. He's a massive talmid chacham right now." Kutzker says, "Why would I daven for him? He doesn't know anything yet. He's not a talmid chacham." He says, "You daven for him. He's mastered shas. He has tshuvas that are written." Kutzker said, "I'm not sure those are even called tshuvas." You know, access to a printing house doesn't mean that you've put something out. You know, I'm not sure that's what it is. You know, I didn't use that line exactly. You know, I don't know. Emma, who says that he's so? Okay. Avnei Nezer gets better. And his father-in-law is talking with him. His father-in-law says, Kutzker, it's known, was a very elusive figure. And he behaved sometimes in ways that seemed very odd and very strange. So the Avgudas Ezov says to his son, Avnei Nezer says, "Your father-in-law, I had the oddest and weirdest interaction with him." And he tells over the interaction. The Avnei Nezer says back, "Wow, my father-in-law gets it. My father-in-law gets it. You were claiming, I've already accomplished. I've already done what I could do." The second a person does that, they're ready to leave this world. The person's accomplished already. The person's done everything that they could do. That's what you were saying. He already is. He already is. So then it's time to move on. Part of being alive is knowing that I haven't even yet begun. And that was what the Kutzker was saying. Keep him alive, Ribbono Shel Olam. He hasn't even yet begun. We've seen nothing yet from the Avnei Nezer. You think this is called knowing Shas? Look what's going to be one day. You think this is called a tshuva? Wait until we publish Shud Avnei Nezer. This is it. The potential is limitless. It really, really is. Because that bechina of Yovel, every time you think you get there, let's begin again. Every time we think we get there, we can count one more time. And that is massive. And that is so important. And that is so inspiring. That a person could reach that particular madrega, that a person could be able to do so. It's a big challenge on two levels. So please pay attention. Sometimes there is a phenomenon that if a person feels like if they haven't reached a certain level, so then that means that they're doing something wrong. If I can't yet read Gemara comfortably, if I can't yet prepare a sugya on my own, if I can't yet daven without kavanah, if I can't yet have only smooth interactions, it means that something is wrong. And the answer is it means nothing is wrong, because that shar nun is elusive. That idea of there being a point in which you will always master perfection is not going to happen. The potential is limitless, each person in his own way. And therefore, we fall into this trap sometimes. Oh my gosh, I'm not doing well in yeshiva because I haven't done X yet. Sheker v'chazav. It's about a process of continued growth. And the opposite can be a mistake also. The opposite is a mistake sometimes, a person that says, I've gotten what I meant to get. I've accomplished what I'm able to accomplish. I have done it. I came here for, I'm done. I got it. I can now read on my own. Shoshana, good, check. I can now move on. And that's also sheker. Obviously, a person moves on, you know, geographically. But as far as a person's own perspective and understanding of what growth is able to look like, of what a person could be able to do, it's limitless. As long as you are alive, as long as you are alive, it is limitless. It is limitless. There's potential that a person can reach of the utmost madrega, of the utmost madrega. And it's a wild idea. It's a wild idea. And sometimes we can fall prey to this a little bit. For Richard Meyer, a lot of this is based on Torahs of the Rashash and Torahs of the Torahs Chacham. But for Richard Meyer, a lot of the Torah is Tzadikim Ein Lahem Menucha. Menucha doesn't mean you're never going to take a good nap. I remember once when I left yeshiva, there was a guy who had started, like, he had a challenging time post yeshiva. He said, one of the things that was so hard for me is I feel like I got the message in yeshiva that if I'm really connected and really from, it means I can never take a nap again, and it's just too scary for me. I need to be able to take a nap, which is me just crashing out on the table with the gemara open. It's too overwhelming. It doesn't mean ein lahem menucha that there's no nap. It doesn't mean ein lahem menucha that there's no peace and no rest, that there's no shalva. It means that ein lahem menucha, you're always going to know that there's more that you can accomplish. You're always going to know that the more you're going to do. But it doesn't mean you didn't make your way through a yovel cycle. It doesn't mean that you didn't count 1, 2, 3. It doesn't mean that you didn't hit. But the second you hit 50, it's also day number one. Ba'avdo la'ola. That there's a capacity of yovel found in your parsha mishpatim a little bit. The Eved Ivri goes free at yovel. That the second that year hit, which is so massive and so much occurs, slaves go free and no one works the land. And there's a beautiful tekiah shofar and the land all goes back. We begin counting again. And that's the nature of healthy growth. Healthy growth in the sense marriages that are built on this yesod are much healthier marriages. Marriages that understand there's no such thing as I've reached the perfect marriage and now we're good. It's always deeper. It's always more. It's always additional madregas. And I feel like we were working on this and we got there. And now we see there's even more we could work on to improve our relationship. There's even more we could work on to become closer, to know each other better, to have a healthier, even a healthier dynamic. I remember having a Dr. Feuerman, Zichrono Livracha, a Talmud of Rav Huttner, so I took some classes with him about teaching. He used to always quote the line that, you know, the perfect lesson has never been taught. The perfect lesson has never been taught. And the second you feel like you've done your perfect job, you see there was something else you could have done to have made it even better. And that's very scary on the one hand. I'll never reach perfection. But wow, does it open up worlds and empowering. You teach a really good lesson. But there's always that room for continued growth. So Be'ezr Hashem, the idea of Yova, Olakan, Ulakan, the 50th Shar Bina, always it begins the next count. Tzadikim Ein Lahem Menucha, B'Olam Hazeh, the Torah of the Kotzker, that there's always more and more room to grow. And Be'ezr Hashem, a person who internalized these things, Pischli Shari Tzedek, Avav Modeka, a person says, Rebonus Olam, I feel like I'm not there, I'm so far away, Zeh Shar Lashem. Now you know the person's on the right track. They know that they're still about to accomplish. You know that they're in a good place. Have a wonderful rest of your day.